AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Supreme Court appears inclined to limit the use of the Voting Rights Act to force states to draw electoral districts favorable to minority voters. Hai Panjwani has details.
The court's six conservative justices seemed like they would vote to strike down a black majority House district in Louisiana because it relied too heavily on race. If they do vote to limit the act's use, it could mark a fundamental change in voting rights laws. During oral arguments before the Supreme Court, Janae Nelson of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund says her opponent's argument
seek a staggering reversal of precedent that would throw maps across the country into chaos.
Justice Brett Kavanaugh questioned whether there might be a point where the country no longer needs to take race into account when drawing voting districts.
But that they should not be indefinite and should have an endpoint.
A ruling for Louisiana could open the door for legislatures to redraw congressional maps across the South. Hai Panjwani, Washington.
A federal judge in San Francisco has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from firing workers during the government shutdown, U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston saying the human cost cannot be tolerated. The White House Budget Office said Friday mass firings had begun, and yesterday President Trump added,
"We are closing up Democrat programs that we think that we disagree with, and they're never going to open again."
In the Middle East, Israel's received the remains of two more hostages, and U.S. advisors say they've received assurances from Hamas they'll honor the deal to return all dead hostages. Sam Mednick has more from Tel Aviv.
The ceasefire is so far holding, but there still remain a lot of unanswered questions. Will Hamas disarm? Who is going to govern Gaza? What is going to happen with Palestinian statehood? It's also unclear how much aid is getting into the Strip. As part of the ceasefire, it's supposed to be flooded with aid. The UN says it is still pushing for more crossings to be open and for hundreds of trucks to go in.
This is AP News. Seth Soutelle has today's AP Markets Report.
Most stocks rose on Wall Street following another topsy-turvy day of trading. The S&P 500 added 0.4% Wednesday. The index started the day on track for one of its biggest gains since the summer, erased it all around lunchtime, then climbed back in the afternoon. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.7%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lagged the market. The Dow edged down 17 points. That's less than 0.1%. Technology and bank stocks helped lead the way. Bank of America climbed 4.4%. ASML, a Dutch company that's a key supplier to chip companies, rose 3.1%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Seth Soutelle, New York.
And Social Security recipients will have to wait to learn how much the annual cost of living increase will be. It's timed to the September Consumer Price Index, which also has not been released thanks to the government shutdown. There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.